Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. It's for the week ending. Why don't I hear myself? It's for the week. Oh, there we go. This little connection here is not great on my extension cord. It's for the week ending July 26, 2024. It's the 30th week of the year, the 1,351st week. I've compiled these statistics. Single family residences only just through the Santa Barbara multiple listing service. First of three categories, new listings, 24, two dozen new listings hit the books this week, and fortunately, none of them are closed or pending. A low of $1,295,000 on Salisbury Avenue. I feel like steak. And a high of $36,500,000 on Picacho Lane. None of the 24 new listings were under $1 million. Median price, almost $3.6 million on the 24 new listings. And that's, I can't remember the last time I checked the active listings, but it's usually in that range, median price-wise. Second category, opened escrows, 10. 10 lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending July 26. 2024, we're averaging just a hair under 15 sales per week, so 10 is considerably lower than that. The low pending for the week, $1,669,000 on San Rodrigo Avenue, and a high of $7,395,000 Santa Barbara Street, the Upper East Side. None of the 10 opened escrows were under $1 million. The median price, $2,001,000. Again, the year-to-date median price, $2,250,000. So that's also below the average. And finally, did I hear a sigh of relief? Behind door number three, sold listings, 13. Lucky 13. 13 even luckier people closed escrow on their single-family home for the week ending July 26, 2024. Again, averaging hair under 15 sales per week. So 13 closed below average. A low of $1,412,100 on Linden Avenue, and a high of $3,525,000 Plaza del Monte. None of the 13 sold listings were under $1 million, and the median price just under $1,009,000, considerably lower than the year-to-date median price of $2,250,000. So those are the weekly numbers for the week ending July 26, 2024. If anyone asks you what percentage of the listings are in escrow right now, tell them 19%, one out of five. Last year at this time, it was 25%, one out of four. But that's because last year we had a total of 225 listings, including what was in escrow, and today we have 305. That's a big jump. I mentioned earlier, if you take out what's in escrow, we have 58 listings in escrow at a median price of $2.1 million. By the way, have been on the market 18 and a half days versus year-to-date, 12 days on market, year-to-date sales. So if you take those out, you have a net number of listings, single-family homes on the market to look at, 247 versus last year's 168, the year before that, 183. But in 2021, it was 127. In 2020, it was 274. And in 2019, it was 460 listings on the market compared to today, 247. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT if you'd like to buy or sell a property or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.